Tonight, lovers forced apart by the pandemic, an expectant mother rushing to the hospital. She a U.S. citizen, but her foreign-born fiancé stranded overseas.
I would have loved to be there, just hold her hand or talk her through it and give her encouragement.
Kept apart by COVID-19 for 6 months, now forced to watch and wait.
So I'm just praying that Sean can get here and we can be a family.
Plus, long-distance couples half a world away, taking extreme measures to reunite.
You don't know when you're going to see your partner next, when you haven't seen them in 5 months. I think you'd be ready to do a lot of things that you wouldn't do otherwise.
This is a special edition of Nightline, Love Under Lockdown.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. A voice on the phone from oceans away, no substitute for the arms of a loved one. Couples across the globe divided by COVID-19, their reunions uncertain, but their love undiminished. ABC's Maggie Rulli has the story.
Hey, babe. I actually just spoke to the lawyer. Good news. She said that we should be good to go with everything. That's good.
Hey, babe. It's me. I just want to let you know that I'm thinking of you all the time, and I'm so proud of you. Everything you're doing for me and the baby is amazing.
I'm just looking forward now to seeing you, so just give me a call whenever you can. I love you.
I just love you, and I can't wait to see you. Good night.
Corsi Crumpler didn't think she'd be in labor, racing to the hospital like this. It's terrifying and isolating.
My water has broke. I'm so cold. I keep, getting the shakes.
Her fiancé, Sean Donovan, is trapped thousands of miles away, banned from traveling to the United States thanks to COVID-19.
I'm so nervous.
In the modern world, increasingly interconnected, relationships are no longer bound by borders. But as coronavirus swept the globe, governments around the world invoked travel restrictions, separating binational families and couples, leaving them in limbo, not knowing the next time they'll be able to see each other. Since February, America has closed its doors to foreign visitors traveling from a growing list of nations.
At the beginning, I think most people wouldn't argue with the fact that there needed to be some type of system in place to try to contain the spread of COVID-19. But the impact, like the ripple effect, has just gotten out of control, okay? And it's gotten out of control because of the unintended consequences.
As couples wait for answers, thousands are taking to social media, pushing for action with campaigns like Love is Not Tourism and Love is Essential, making the case that we are not tourists. We do not wish to travel and sightsee. We have one destination, the arms of our loved ones.
We are in the middle of a pandemic, so I actually understand the travel bans. Tourism isn't necessary right now, but love is not tourism. You've got a group of people who are willing to quarantine upon arrival. You've got people who are willing to, present negative COVID tests at the gate and do temperature checks at the gate. They're willing to follow every CDC guideline that has been suggested thus far.
Facebook groups have now become a safe space for lovers around the world to offer support and guidance as they navigate new roadblocks to their long-distance relationships.
I know, it's 4,000 miles away.
I know, I miss you.
For Corsi and Sean, this struggle has been going on for months.
We never went more than 6 weeks or so without seeing each other. I didn't start to panic really until about mid to end of April.
That left Corsi in Texas, going through nearly all of her pregnancy alone.
He always doted on the fact that he would have loved to take care of me during this time, and I just feel like he's missing out on so much.
The dad-to-be stuck in Ireland. Sean had already filled out his K-1 visa application, also known as a fiancé visa, but it was at a standstill since processing has been put on hold during the pandemic. Even approved fiancé visa holders from restricted countries like Ireland are not exempt from directly entering the U.S. But Corsi says she should have been married by now under normal circumstances.
Immigration is complex even in the best of times, even in the best of situations. It's extremely difficult. Then you add the layer of the COVID-19 restrictions, then it's amplified.
And this is a nursery. It's just a little corner of the room
All of his little swaddles are down there. All of his diapers and picture daddy. Right there.
Time ticks by. Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months.
The stress, the depression, the anxiety. I just know that if Sean would have been here that whole time, I could have avoided months worth of emotional turmoil.
A poll shows nearly half of Americans report COVID-19 is harming their mental health. The CDC has even issued guidance on coping with stress during the pandemic.
There's so much like pressure and pain in my back and in my groin area, and I just don't think people understand just how hard it can be to do it alone.
With Corsi so close to her due date, the mental and physical strain is starting to add up.
Just any day now. Can't believe I've made it this far without Sean.
While thousands of separated couples are desperately awaiting reunions inside the U.S., others are losing hope and patience.
Surreal.
Some are meeting up on the border of the U.S. and Canada in a park that's shared territory.
This is it, guys. This is Peace Arch Park for ya. Home away from home.
It looks like everyone here is like having a really nice time with like their loved ones and family and friends.
Other couples stuck oceans apart are embarking on more extreme journeys. With much of the world still shuttered, Croatia has emerged as a tourist destination, welcoming visitors into the country if they can show proof of a negative COVID test.
Here to get a COVID test. It's going to be loads of fun.
I traveled there and met some couples using Croatia as a safe haven.
I think they're realizing that a lot of people aren't traveling to gallivant. We're not traveling to gallivant right now. We're just traveling because this is the only way we can see each other.
Kate McCulley is a U.S. citizen. Her boyfriend, Charles, lives in the Czech Republic.
Did you ever think when you separated that we won't be able to see each other for 3 months and not know where to move?
I thought, well, maybe it won't be that long. And yeah, I'm sure it'll work out. But it was looking like there was very little hope.
The pair plans to move to Europe together, but for now, that's all on hold.
Did you ever feel helpless?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all the time.
Another couple, Joshua from Philadelphia and Naomi from Slovenia, had plans to marry when the pandemic hit. Determined to walk down the aisle, they booked their flight to Croatia.
It's important for us to not put anyone in jeopardy of this pandemic, so that's why we decided to go ahead and make it a small, tight circle, just family.
Do you, Joshua Shakil Johnson, agree to marry Naomi Ogoz?
Yes, I do.
With only the bride's parents and best man in attendance, they tied the knot.
You can now congratulate.
A growing number of countries are starting to hear these couples' cries. On July 27th, the Netherlands joined the list, welcoming partners that can prove they're in a long-term relationship with a Dutch citizen.
It is essentially a documentary on what my relationship looks like from start to finish.
Anna Sabrina prepared a 5-pound binder to verify her relationship.
I was about to have a panic attack, standing there waiting for this guy to decide whether or not I'm eligible to travel.
She got on a plane on the very first day the exemption went into effect after 11 months away from her partner, Chris.
She just called me and she ended my nervous breakdown by telling me the good news.
I haven't seen him in 11 months. I'm so excited. Made it through customs.
There you go. JFK has landed just now. And now it's just going to wait for Hannah to walk through these gates.
I'm so happy.
We made it.
Despite their happy reunion, Hannah says governments have to do better.
It's kind of a blow to all the people who are not married because their relationships are basically being classified as less than tourism.
Sometimes being with the one you love means bending the rules.
All right, it's 6 a.m. Time to go to Mexico, I guess.
When we come back, couples finding loopholes in those travel bans.
All right, this is the moment of truth. I hope it goes well. I'm gonna have to go through customs.
Plus, Sean in a race against time to reach the U.S. as Corsi faces an emergency delivery.
Oh my God, the phone is shaking because I can't stop. I'm freezing. I'm so nervous.
Stay with us.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Emily Bernier O'Donnell and her girlfriend Amelia Franklin's love story has spanned continents. Emily is from Paris. Amelia lives in San Francisco.
I met up with Emily in Ireland, where her grandparents live, and was in Paris. And then she was set to come back here in late March, and that never happened.
Yeah, never happened.
When COVID-19 hit, they weren't ready for countries to close borders and ban travel. The United States doesn't allow foreign visitors to fly in directly from the European Union or other parts of the world like China, where infection rates have been high.
She was asleep when the news hit, so I had to wait a few hours before talking to her about it. For some reason, it didn't feel like an emergency, and then it just kept going on and on and on and on. And just, we didn't know when it was going to end. And there's something about going through such a hard time and not be able to be there. And you kind of realize that there's a limit to what words can do.
After 6 months being forced to connect only virtually, the young couple had enough.
All right, it's 6 a.m. Time to go to Mexico, I guess.
Now Emily's embarking on a long, roundabout journey from France to California.
Let's hope they let me in. We'll see.
Emily had learned through a Facebook group about other people successfully traveling to Mexico in order to get into the U.S.
We create a big group chat because we're all taking the same flight to Cancun.
Multiple buses and planes just to get to Mexico, where Emily will then have to quarantine for 15 days. Only at that point can she try to fly to California. There is currently no option to drive across the border.
So it's official. I made it to Cancun, Mexico.
So the travel ban essentially has forced people to rethink how they're going to be able to be reunited. You know, even though at first they may have had the process in mind and it was supposed to go along smoothly, now they have to think outside the box. Do they need a business visa? Should they go to a different country?
Emily made it to Mexico, staying in a hostel in the tourism mecca of Cancun, a city nearly brought to its knees by the stop and travel.
So this is the dorm. We have lockers here. All the top bunks are closed down. And we share a bathroom and we share a shower. Probably every other person I meet here is here doing the exact same thing as I am.
Emily wishes there was an easier and safer way to reunite. Mexico currently has about twice the number of COVID-19 cases compared to France.
Apparently everyone is supposed to be wearing a mask, even in the car.
Emily says these travel bans end up putting people at an even higher risk. They need to be revised.
I could see how people who see us do this, travel to Mexico, take planes, share a dorm, share a shower, might think that we're being pretty irresponsible in the time of a pandemic, and I don't disagree with that. It's risky, but when you don't know when you're going to see your partner next, I think you'd be ready to do a lot of things that
you wouldn't do otherwise.
After 15 days in Mexico, she finally lands in San Francisco.
This is the moment of truth. I hope it goes well. I'm gonna have to go through customs. I'll let you know.
Now, just a short walk away, Amelia is waiting anxiously.
She got her phone back.
45 minutes later, the face she's been waiting to see.
It's okay. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
You're out, though.
We kind of made the promise to each other that we weren't going to let this happen again, and that once we'd be reunited, we'd stay together and stick together.
The pair head home together for the first time in half a year. Down in Texas, Corsi Crumpler is waiting for a reunion just like that with her fiancé, Sean. But it turns out there was no way for him to make it before the baby comes.
But, like, the one I just had, that was pretty gnarly.
The U.S. does allow for some exemptions to the travel ban, including parents, but Sean doesn't technically qualify as a parent until the child is born. That means he'll have to watch Corsi deliver their son over FaceTime.
He's 6 hours ahead of me, but he's been so supportive, and so is his family, you know, just on FaceTime and the phone. And oh my God, the phone is shaking because I can't stop. I'm freezing. I'm so nervous.
I would have loved to be there and just hold her hand or talk her through it and give her encouragement.
Corsi labored for a grueling 24 hours. Eventually, the doctor makes the call, an emergency C-section.
I just remember just really wishing that Sean could be there for that because I needed him. And it was terrifying.
It was terrifying for me as well, and watching her have the C-section, and then she was exhausted after it, and she actually, you know, passed out after the baby was delivered. So I could hear the baby crying, and then the doctors kind of just shut off the laptop, and sure, hours had passed before I knew if Corsi was okay. I didn't know where my son was.
Say hi, Daddy. We love you and we miss you.
So I'm just praying that Sean can get here and we can be a family.
Now officially a father, Sean finally jumped a flight to America. And just a day later, he met baby Taos for the first time.
I just walked in and just seeing Corsi's face, and we both just broke down crying. And it was just probably one of the best feelings I've ever experienced in my life.
Corsi and Sean realize they're the lucky ones. Many, maybe even most, separated couples are still stuck in different locations.
I still want our story to be heard because we've been robbed of something that we are never getting back. It should be family first, family over politics. Family is essential.
They know in the end, love wins. But even this reunion is temporary. Sean will have to go back to Ireland eventually until they can officially get a visa.
We just want to enjoy this moment together.
I'm not being separated from my family. I will fight as hard as I have to fight. Keeping us all three together, nothing else matters.
The European Commission today urged all EU members to permit unmarried partners of their citizens and residents to enter their territories despite the pandemic entry ban. As of tonight, only 8 EU countries have relaxed their restrictions. That's Nightline for this evening. See you right back here, same time next week. Thanks for the company, America. Good night. Have a safe weekend.